Hey, welcome back. Here to wrap up KER Politics. Mike wants to give his opinion on Donald Trump and what's happened to him, and I will finish out the segment by giving my opinion. Michael, you're on.
Yeah, Al, I've had an idea for quite a long time about what the opposition to Donald Trump was trying to get to. When they came out of the January 6th, that issue, when President Biden spoke the same day as the event on January 6th, he used a word that's rarely used in American politics, and that word was insurrection. And I thought to myself, why is he using the word insurrection? And then over time, we see Donald Trump is being indicted for causing an insurrection.
Right.
So what is important about an insurrection? Turns out that you can be elected president if you commit some crimes, and you can still be elected. You can be elected in prison. But if you are guilty of insurrection, you cannot be president. That's the only thing. So it's interesting. I think this thing was set up a long time ago. They chose an event and Trump was leaving office, and I believe there were a lot of FBI people involved in this thing, stirring up mischief on January 6th. And the thing was to get something terrible happen and then blame Trump for it. So then indict him, find him guilty, and then he can no longer be president or run for president.
Right. Well, I want to say one thing. I watched that start to finish, and what I think is really interesting is I heard Donald Trump say, and I believe I taped it, he said, yeah, come on up, but for God's sakes, keep it peaceful.
Right. Yeah, he did say that.
Yeah.
I think for the Democrats, it's a long shot, but I think it was diabolically clever to try to put that together.
Tell me what you mean by that.
I mean, I think this thing was set up from the beginning. They set him up. I think they set him up. They used that speech on the out there at the Capitol, and they used it in such a way to cause a riot and to then call the riot an insurrection and then make a huge deal of it in Congress and put people in jail left, right, and center as if they've done something that nobody has ever done before, as if nobody, you remember Chicago?
Yeah.
1968? Was that an insurrection? They were trying to stop the convention from taking place. Nobody said insurrection. Nobody went to jail, there were seven guys went to jail, went through a trial. This one was treated totally differently, and I think it was by design on the part of the opposition to Trump.
You know, I have to tell you, I would probably agree with what you're saying, but the one comment, Mike, that I would make is it's pretty hard for me to support President Trump right now because the country is too divided, and I definitely want to see it come back to the single great country that it was, and I don't think that would happen under President Trump.
I would agree with that, but I don't think it's going to happen under any president. It was divided before Trump, and it was divided after Trump. Trump is gone, it's still divided.
Yeah. Well, there's no question about that, but I don't know. I think we'd have a better chance if somebody else were elected, but I have to throw in a political opinion here. I know we'll be talking about it until the cows come home on September 24th of next year. I, honest to God, Mike, don't feel that Joe Biden has the ability to run this country.
I don't think he ever has since being president. He's been in trouble all the time. So you've got to ask, who's pulling the strings? Somebody in there is he's a puppet, and he may be a willful puppet. By that I mean he may have his own opinions and put his foot down occasionally, but on most of these things, I think he's getting direction immediately. Like at that one, remember the one party where that person dressed up as a rabbit came up and took him away? Because he was starting to discuss things that his staff didn't want him to discuss.
I don't recall what you're talking about.
Well, let me tell you, it was a party and he was walking around talking, and somebody asked him kind of a critical question about politics, and he started to answer it, and somebody came up dressed as a rabbit and took him away. Just moved him up. I don't know who it was, but rabbits don't grab presidents and move them out of conversations. That, in my lifetime, that hasn't been done.
Well, isn't that just more proof of that the Democratic Party knows that he's not competent to hold that office?
Well, you know my opinion on this, Al, is that he's going to announce that he will not run, probably for health reasons, and somebody else will come up and take his place. And I'm thinking more and more it could be somebody like Michelle Obama, if she will run. Now, we should talk sometime about whether she can win.
I don't think she could win, Mike.
Well, we need to discuss it in some detail because, you know, she's got a lot of people really like her, and they think she was a great first lady.
Yeah.
And there's that residual guilt feeling in America that we have to be bend over backwards because of racism.
Yeah.
And so they're going to give her, like they gave her husband, going to give her a break and try to be good, you know, try to be kind and be open-minded. And as we did with Barack Obama, everybody thought, well, if we get a black president in, maybe that'll tamp down the racism in the country and maybe that issue will go away. And all it did was get bigger.
That's right. And the race issue got much, much bigger. I don't think that Barack Obama did everything correctly, Mike. I think acquiescing and bowing to the royalty of some of the Middle Eastern Arabian countries, I think that really showed weakness on the part of the President of the United States.
It was not a good day, I don't think.
No, it was very definitely not a good day, Mike. There's absolutely no question about that. Mike, we got about 30 seconds left. What do you want to talk about in future shows?
Well, Al, I don't know. We should think about some of these things. We're talking about somewhat how these things impact economics, and I think we could discuss some of that.
There's a little bit of a pause. Mike, I think that's a great idea. You guys, tune in next week. If you have any ideas what you'd like to hear, simply go to our blog and we will address those issues. Mike, thanks very much.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.